Zaps number 150, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. I am Chris Borges of the Chris Borges vs. the Beast podcast that you're listening to. Before we begin, I'd really appreciate it if you guys could hit that subscribe button, smash that subscribe button actually, and give me a like. I'd super duper appreciate it. Thank you all. So first off, before we start the Zaps podcast, I do have some novels available for sale. If you go to my About Me section on the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival Zaps Pod YouTube channel, go down to the hyperlinks right here. You press that. Press the Bay Eyes button, hyperlink. Goes right to my Bay Eyes novel. And what you'll be getting is, if you purchase it, if you choose to purchase it, you will get the actual physical copy of the book that I hand-drawn myself and written myself. Every single book that I write is from my imagination that I had a dream of, and I wrote it down and made a book about it. Next up is The Damned. The Damned is a horror nonfiction, like kind of scary sci-fi movie, novel actually. And this is what you'd be getting in the mail if you decide to purchase it. Each of the drawings for the titles and stuff for the book covers, it is actually correlated to one of the scenes inside of the novel, inside of the book. So it's really cool, very 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 detailed for each one. Very cool drawings. And last up, we have Hawaiian Haunting, my best novel I've ever written yet. Has a lot of praise and approval from a lot of customers, book readers, family, friends, all that kind of stuff. So this is the best one if you're looking actually to purchase one. It's $19.95 right now on top of Amazon. Yeah, so get that if you'd like to. Also, if you'd like to, I do have, if you go back to Zap's YouTube channel, you can go up to the top right banner right here and click on that, and it'll take you right to my eBay store. eBay store has a ton of stuff. Borges Bay 1, new items every single day, fast shipping, amazing deals. And that is true. Everything that I have at the shop gets to you same day or next business day. It's very, very fast shipping. So whatever you decide to get, I will ship out ASAP as soon as you guys purchase it. You guys have my word. And I have a whole bunch of stuff, a huge array. I have everything almost. I have tools, specialty tools, auto mechanic tools, pen reels, auto mechanic, vehicle accessories. I have little flashlights. I have all kind of flashlights, tech decks, computer tech from like screens to I'm just about to post up some actual motherboards, computer motherboards, rat, you know, memory sticks, CPU PC parts. I have solar banks available, video game accessories, video games, tech decks, beanies, puzzles, music gear, shoes. I have a whole bunch of stuff. Look right there, hitches, kitchen accessories, plush dolls, backpacks, again, more auto mechanic gear, vinyl records, fishing rod reels, pen reels, all kind of stuff, computer gadgets. So check it out if you'd like to get something. I really appreciate it as well. So there's the books, you have the eBay store, and also I am a musician for, if you guys can see right here, if you guys look right here, on top of the top right banner, it's You and Me Fading Down with the Sunset. If you just click on that channel, you go right to my band page. I'm an official musician, registered in the United States. I have all the licenses and recording, I guess, contracts with DistroKid and all that kind of stuff. And I've made many albums, sold many records, played many festivals, venues, bars, restaurants, all that kind of stuff. Done a lot of live shows in my growing up and stuff. I do have picks available for sale on my eBay store. I believe they're just $25 a piece. You can see right here, sign picks right here for me. And I'm going to have a lot of more merch coming up soon, but this is the first products that are coming up. I'll make about 100 of these and sign them for you guys. Sign each pick. And if more are needed, I'll definitely be making more of that kind of stuff too. I also have a lot of like goodie bags, and I have like a lot of merch coming up, like stickers, band tees, wristbands, all that kind of stuff. So I have a whole bunch of stuff coming, as well as a video game, short film animations, all that kind of stuff coming up. So really stoked on that. And that's about it for right now, you guys. So getting back to the podcast, first things first, just watch Resident Evil. And I gotta say, I love it. The film director, whoever film directed the movie, did a super amazing job. The lighting, the color, each scene was just crisp. It was just like pinpoint, spot on, just like scary and just like really dark kind of a movie. Felt kind of like demon kind of a movie, like evil kind of movie. And that's what you get with Resident Evil. I believe it was Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City. So it was really, really cool. I loved all the actors and all that kind of stuff in it. The whole plot, it was super amazing. I mean, had a lot of jump scares, had a lot of really cool stuff going on. Very scary, eerie stuff. But overall, just amazing film in general. Highly recommend checking it out if you guys haven't done so. I think I just watched it over on 123movies.ac or something like that, or XYZ or something like AC or XYZ, whichever. You guys check it out there for absolutely for free. I do have, and what else did we, what else was I going to say today? I'll just start right off with it. I've been jamming a lot this week and stuff like that. I've been doing a lot of jamming outside at the beach jamming. That's why I'm doing my beach jamming, because I'm actually working on my third album. So I'm actually just about to start to do recording soon. And actually start pumping out the rest of the songs and all that kind of stuff. So I've been doing a lot of practice, vocal practice, live practice, all that kind of stuff. So should be a lot of pretty cool songs coming up. And I'll definitely be posting them on You and Me Fading's YouTube music channel as soon as I get that out. I'll be making music videos for each song and the whole thing. So should be a really cool next album coming up. When is it going to be finished? I don't know. Probably next month. You know, next month or sooner. Somewhere in between there. Been doing a whole bunch of organizing. I did get some computer gear and stuff like that I found across the street. And just been like just breaking it apart and putting all that kind of stuff together. Been fixing a lot of small things. Like, my flashlight was broken and I fixed it. My car key stuff was broken and I just fixed it. It works now. I just got all this free stuff. Some pretty cool stuff. I just actually got some free stuff from, this kind of, like, I guess it's called, like, a clothing brand company from this girl I met online. And she actually sent me a whole bunch of free, like, just these are a few of the free items she sent me. Absolutely for free. She just wanted me to like, model for them and just go on top, like, go into the mirror or take a pictures outside. And that's what I did. I actually got this, took pictures for her and all that kind of stuff. So she sent me all this kind of free, cool stuff. I believe it's called, like, Physique or, like, Visake, something like that. Visake Clothing Company. And they have all this kind of really cool stuff. If you guys go onto my Instagram, you guys should be able to find it there. But I'm just saying, it wasn't about like promoting her thing. It's just like I just got a whole bunch of free stuff, basically. So really, really stoked on that. Let's put it this way. Waves have been small. Waves have been really small, actually. It's been really kind of a flat spell. I don't go out very much, but I plan on doing so in the future. And it's been checking it out. It's been flat lately. There's not much been very good waves. I mean, if you go out there, there's waves certain parts of the day. Usually, like, you know, sunny afternoon time, but then usually, like, morning or all the way to the end to, like, evening darkness time, it gets really flat. You know, so when I see it at the peak points of time, there's some, you know, most of the time it's like 1 to 3 foot or 1 to 2 foot, you know, chops coming in, you know, at the beach and all that kind of stuff. And I like it when it's like double that, double, triple that, like a little bit overhead and barreling. That's more my thing. The thing is with waves is you have to wait for a good while to actually get all that stuff going, you know, to actually go out when there's really good waves. It happens probably like once a month, you know, maybe a couple times a month if you're lucky, maybe once every, you know, a couple times every 2-3 months for a nice, you know, weekend swell to row through, a couple of days swell to row through, a weekday swell, something like that. And it goes away very quick. As soon as it comes, usually a day, 2 or 3, and then it goes flat spell again. It goes very low, and, you know, so waves, good waves are very scarce, you know, throughout the year and stuff like that. You know, obviously, like, winter time or, like, you know, peak summertime, the waves are really, like, really good, Usually around the time, like Thanksgiving time, Christmas time, or like 4th of July time, April time, around there, May, like June, July, April, May, June, like that kind of stuff is usually some really nice waves I usually roll through. So yeah, so usually the time of the year I go surfing out there. So when the waves are good, because I don't longboard too much, and that's usually what it usually calls for is like longboarding or boogie boarding, that kind of stuff. But I do boogie board, but it's more like longboarding kind of waves. It's like very small and mushy kind of waves that come through. Other than that, just been keeping busy, just working on one problem at a time. Actually, I had to redo the entire podcast, if you guys don't know, because my computer actually shut off like automatically, for God knows why. I guess the battery drained and like the charger's just like kind of like messed up, the charging cable, and it just died on me just like mid podcast. So I actually have to do this like twice right now. So thank God it happened in the way beginning, so I just stopped immediately and just erased that segment and just redid it. So that happened. Other than that, I'm doing good. I have money, have things, getting stuff repaired. Oh, I just got a new skateboard tool too, because I plan on getting a skateboard in the future again. Just this one, I just got this cheapy, really nice like little tech deck tools, like it was very cheap, like $5, something like that. And I'm really stoked on it, super stoked actually. I haven't even tested it out because I don't even have a skateboard yet, so I have to buy a full brand new setup or just get like a cheap used one. So we'll see about that. Just got this, just found this laying around across the street. It's a Ridgeway digital audio player speaker, so you can like, if you guys look right here, you can plug a microphone in, a guitar in. You can go on the radio, actual tune and channel to like a channel up or down to like a good radio station. It has Bluetooth, and it also has aux, so you can actually put your iPod in there, or your computer in there, and it actually play like whatever it is. So this is actually, if I can find a way to charge this thing to where it actually holds a charge, or there's actually a battery kind of a thing going on. And I think I'm gonna try this, my solar bank, mixed with this somehow. Because if I can get this rolling with like a portable battery attached to it, then I can use this with my computer or my iPod and put like some kind of cool synth or something. So I'm thinking about my music. That's why I can actually use this as a musical instrument piece to like attach my laptop to play some kind of cool background riff or some kind of cool synth while I'm jamming. So there's all music ideas. So this is just my little music toy for right now. Other than that's all I got going on now. Just doing a lot of music, a lot of painting, a lot of writing, a little bit of everything. It's kind of craziness right now, but I'm fine. I'm doing good. And other than that's all I got going for today. And I hope you guys have a great one. This has been Zaps number 150. And I'll let you guys know what's going on tomorrow on Zaps 151. So you guys have a great day, and I'll see you guys later. Take care. Bye.